I sit so low in my car now.
That's what happens. I've shrunk.
I'm just like this little old lady in this. I looked at myself. Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, here we are. We're talking right now, and we're recording right now, and that means this is the official start of Stop Me If I've Heard This, episode 7,420. I don't know where we are anymore.
It's like 156 or something like that.
Yeah, see, we've left a legacy at this point.
We you can ignore us, but we're not going away. We're like cockroaches.
That's right. Somebody knows we're here. I know there's some people listening out there because they've said so.
Oh, we have some people. We have listeners. So thank you very much for listening. Please hit the subscribe button, which wherever you're listening. And make sure that you get notifications of when we launched our next episode, because we know that you wait with bated breath.
You never know. Some title of some episode is going to be the thing you've been waiting to hear about.
You never know.
Maybe today.
Maybe. I don't know. Today's been so busy for me. I don't ever do anything. So today's been, I had two doctor's appointments today.
Two doctor's appointments? Wow, that's like a social life.
I know. I actually talked to people and bitched. I missed bitching. I really miss bitching.
Oh, man. No kidding.
I do.
Man.
I know. The only time I get to bitch is on the podcast. Now I realize, wow, I really like to do this.
Well, birds gotta chirp.
No. I mean, if you're going to really have a goal in life, might as well be something you enjoy. And I enjoy bitching.
Well, there's plenty of reasons to bitch. That's for real.
So,
not just politics, just in life in general, there's enough to bitch about.
Yeah, there is.
Here's my bitch from 2 days ago. I've had these ongoing kind of stomach problems, you know, where I've got like an ulcer or something going on for a couple of years now. So now we're deciding.
An ulcer.
What's that?
You have an ulcer.
Well, I believe that's what it is, and hopefully it's nothing worse, right? So we decided after a couple of years of it not getting better, we're going to do some more tests again. Like this time we're going to do the H. pylori, I think it's called, test, a test for the bacteria that causes ulcers. So that means, and plug your ears, everybody, but that means I got to send in a stool sample, which is fun. You know, you only get to do that every so often.
Are you going to make a video of that?
I don't know.
I think you should video that.
I have an excuse to do that.
You've got a son who's a videographer. You might as well.
I could.
Capture the moment.
Well, I might as well have, because you go into the doctor to get the test kit. They don't just mail it to you. They make you come and get it, which is, fun. So I get there, and the guy at the front door to let people in, he's like, so what are you in here for? I'm like, well, I have to pick up a test kit, like kind of under my breath like that. Hey, what kind of a test kit? He's like, he's one of those loud talkers. Like, what kind of a test kit do you need? And so I like cupped my hands around my mouth. As people are walking by, I go, it's for a stool sample. So everybody can hear it, you know, kind of like that old joke, price check on extra small condoms. Remember that joke, right?
I know. Yeah.
So I think I shamed him a little bit because probably 10 years ago, I would have been too embarrassed to do that. Now, who cares? Who cares what anyone thinks of me?
I'll give it to you right now. Do you want it right now? Because I can do it right now.
Should I? I could just leave it on the desk.
I just had a big meal. I'm ready to go. So,
you know, I get the kit. Finally, he goes, that's over next door. They've moved the lab over next door. Well, then why did you want to know what kind of a test kit I was here for? What do you think I was here for? A science kit? What the hell? Why'd you even ask? So I go over next door and get it. And they give you this big bag, like a Costco size bag to carry everything in. And then little bags inside of that bag. And they explain what everything's for. And she explains to me that you should probably bring it in within 2 hours of collecting it. That's a nice word. of collecting it, or it'll keep in like, she goes, or else it'll keep
like
in
you're
the,
harvesting something.
She goes, it'll keep in the fridge for 12 hours.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. So I go, okay, well, I'll keep it next to the broccoli. How about
that? Oh, my God. So, I guess I better move the chocolate pudding.
God. So, yeah, really. What? Clear that out of there first.
Oh, that's so gross. I grossed myself out on that one.
It is gross. And I don't want to go into the details of the actual thing itself, but geez, yikes. I don't want to do this, but I will do it because I want to find out what's going on. I want to become healthy. And, yeah, you know, and I'm going to be meeting with a gastroentomologist. I don't know exactly what the word is. A gastro doctor. This, you got to get these tests all out of the way because that's the first thing they're going to do.
And you want to pay a specialist. No, you have to do that. You have to do that.
So, yeah, that's going to be what we'll do. And then, you know, because I just want to be sure there's no other issues going on that need to be addressed sooner rather than
later. All we have to do is worry about ourselves right now. We have nothing else to worry about, man. I know. I haven't had an altruistic thought in months. Yeah. I just, oh, God. It's, good for you. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing about when you have to have a they put the camera up you.
Oh yeah, colonoscopy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and they say you go to the. I went to the pharmacist and they said, "Well, which one would you like?" And I said, "Well, which is the cheapest? I mean, I don't know. What are you looking at?" And he pulls them out. One was a small thing. It was like $65.
Uh-huh.
And I said, so I'm just going to take this and I'm just going to eliminate it in the next 24 hours. But I'm going to pay $65 to do that. And he laughed and he goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, what do you got? What's the next one? What's the other one?
Food.
The other one is like a 40-gallon thing. It's this huge, huge piece of equipment.
Yikes.
That you have to pull. I mean, it's like a water bottle, big, huge water bottle thing that you.
Oh, God.
When you carry it through the store, everyone knows what you've got. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah. No,
I go, could you put that in a bag? And he goes, we don't have anything that big. I went, oh, for God's sake.
How about if you put a lampshade on it just so people will wonder?
Okay, well, geez.
Something like that.
Oh my gosh, just terrible.
You just give in to the embarrassment at some point.
It's just ridiculous.
Nothing else you can do.
Yeah, you have to. Okay, fine, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, they called me for my Medicare annual wellness exam today. You must have gotten these calls.
Yeah, I got one too, and they said, will you call your doctor?
What?
No, just, you call him.
She set up the appointment right there for me. I don't know. You need a better.
Yeah, I'm going to call him. Sure, I'll call him. I got nothing else to do. I've been thinking about myself for the last year and a half. So.
Well, here's the part that surprised me. She goes, it's going to be a virtual appointment. And I'm like, well, is that going to work? Do I give myself a prostate exam? How does this happen?
I know. Do I bring in my wife? What do I do?
No, it's not that kind of exam. Well, what are we doing? Why don't I just send you, I'll just email it to you.
I know. I have to have a wellness check, too. And last time I had one, it was during COVID.
Yeah.
And I told them it was a virtual. And I said, well, just, you know, I think I've said this on the podcast. If I've said it before, I apologize. But I actually got a laugh out of her because I said, well, just to make myself feel like we're actually accomplishing something. I've taken off my pants and my underwear, and I folded it on the chair next to me. she laughed.
That's good.
I said, you know, you want to stay away from all. You're going to do a virtual. You got to stay away from all ologists. You don't want to go to an ologist for a virtual exam.
Well, these are things I wouldn't have said out loud even 5 years ago. But honestly, there's something that's clicked inside me. Maybe you've already been there for
I've been there a long time, but I'm glad you finally caught up.
I finally clicked over to that. Kind of what difference does it make? Attitude. Say what you want. People want to be offended. And not everybody's going to get your little jokes. That's for sure. But you just got to put it out
there. You know, I'm so glad you finally arrived, because I was like, it's been a couple times you've had to pull me off of people because they've taken advantage of you.
Well,
or you've been too nice to speak up. It's excuse me.
Don't count on me now. I'll be the guy stoking the fire.
I'll be the one swinging. Anyway, so this was my post-operative visit.
I see. Good.
With my surgeon. Uh-huh. And
all systems go? That's probably not the right phrase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I realized, though, one thing that's happened is when I've been on this, for those of you who don't know, it doesn't really matter, but I've been on a very strict diet of 2 weeks of nothing but liquids, and then I'm ending my second week of nothing but puree foods, and which is harder than the liquids. You wouldn't think it would be, but it's harder than the liquids.
Interesting.
And she said, she asked me what I'd been eating and stuff. And she says, "So, do you get hungry?" And I said, "Hell yes." What do you think? Of course, I'm getting hungry.
I'm a human being.
I drove to the store the other day thinking about look, that's a McDonald's. I could go to McDonald's.
It'd be so easy right now.
Even though I don't even like McDonald's, but I just went, "Oh, the smell of French fries would be nice."
Oh, God, I know.
So stupid. But but I got real excited on my way home because I was kind of going over in my mind what she had told me. And she says, "Well, I'm releasing you. You can now, start solid foods and stuff." And I thought, and I asked her if I could take a leave again, because I haven't been able to take a leave since like December.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps my knee. Oh. And she says, "Sure." I said, "So," and all of a sudden it dawned on me, I can have coffee.
Wow.
I did a dance in my car.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I can have coffee again. So I almost made some when I came home, and I thought, I'll be up all night. If I have one cup of coffee now, I'm going to be up till 3.
We're recording this at 3:30 in the afternoon, so
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is, it's a little late, so in the afternoon, so I said, no, I'll, but I will have a cup tomorrow morning, and I'll be so happy.
Wow,
so
what happy. A great way to start the day.
Yeah. So I've missed it, and I have, and I realized that and you don't eat a lot of, my brain is just mush. I tried to tell this a funny story to the surgeon today, and I forgot where I was going with it in the middle of it. I just went, never mind. I have no idea what I was going with this. Yeah. Anyway, so.
So what kind of foods can you start to eat then now? I'm assuming it's not going to be
I can't. I mean, I'm not just going to jump in with a big old steak or anything like that.
Right.
I can have, you start off with like,
pasta.
I can have moist, like I can have tuna with mayonnaise. I can have, that kind of thing. I can have, I can start eating, I won't have raw vegetables, but I can have whole cooked vegetables without pureeing them and that kind of stuff.
And then
I really look forward to having a salad.
Okay, here's my question.
Yes.
Noodles?
Yeah, I can have some noodles.
In that case, let me suggest Stanley Tucci, Discovering Italy on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's about him. I'm sorry.
No, it's the usual. That's actually a sound effect that Art's got now.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other one.
We're just going to make a sound effect out of you clearing your throat.
So he tours around Italy to the different regions, discovering the foods, the authentic Italian foods from that region.
Yeah.
And you can't watch that show without going, I need some spaghetti bolognese right now,
I bet. Well, the thing about it is that, I'm really looking forward to having, like, noodles or, having something, you can't go to a restaurant. When we were talking about going to a restaurant with my girlfriends, I said, they go, we want to go out now. We have a, they're, having indoor seating. We can go out and have a meal, and we're so excited about it. And then they stopped and we went, Suze, can you do that yet? And I said, well, not just yet, but by next week I'll be able to. But here's the deal, guys. I'm gonna order something that you all like. Uh-huh. Because I'm gonna eat like a little tiny bit of it, and I'm gonna be full. So the rest of you, they're gonna eat it or take it home with you. Because we're not gonna have a big meal and then not have somebody take it home. So.
Oh God, no kidding! And restaurants don't know how to portion. They don't do.
I've asked them to do that, mm-hmm. Some waitresses, if they're serving you a soup or something like that, they will go to the extra. They will make a small salad, or they'll make whatever. But
a plate full of food, even a half a plate full of restaurant food, is usually more than a person needs.
Well, it's America.
Yes,
the bigger
it is
better. And so, anyway.
Bring it home, bigger is better.
I mean, I've always had a hard time eating a whole meal in a restaurant. Anyway, I'm going to sneeze.
Okay, all right then.
Yeah, there you go. And so,
yeah.
Here's the other funny thing I got to tell. Have you ever wanted just to tell? I was listening to NPR on the way to the appointment today. It was called The Takeaway, and mm-hmm. it was an excellent episode. And the title of it was "Fat Shaming in the Time of COVID." And basically, they were talking about how everybody's so worried about, you know, it was either, there was like two extremes. People in COVID that were being quarantined were either got real body conscious and just exercised like crazy.
Right.
Or the rest of us, who normal people,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, needed comfort. And food is a comfort. And the fact that the medical community over the whole spectrum, they've been judging us from 1960 to 1983 is when they made the BMI the standard of of a healthy body.
Right, yeah.
And do you know that the BMI was actually the body mass index? was created by a Flemish anthropologist who wasn't even a doctor.
Oh.
And he was trying to measure the anthropological growth of man throughout the ages.
I see.
And it had nothing to do with health.
Right, yeah, right.
But they've built this whole thing. Anyway, it was a fascinating. And then they started talking about how the medical community over the years has always been, they've been responsible for fat shaming.
Right.
And it's now being recognized as the last bastion of discrimination. I mean, it's one of the, you know,
it's
even
huge,
though it's been with us since forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was talking to my surgeon about it today, and I said, you know, because I said, well, am I on track? She goes, well, your BMI. I said, let's forget about the BMI.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just talk about, am I on track? And she said, well, yeah. And I said, okay, because I'm supposed to lose all this weight before I have this knee surgery.
Yeah.
And she said, well, she says, have you talked to your orthopedic surgeon? And I said, I haven't picked one yet because they're all a bunch of asshats. She started laughing. And she was waiting for me to, you know, apologize, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you really feel that way? And I said, yes.
Uh-huh.
I have not once experienced, and I've been going to orthopedic surgeons and orthopedics doctors since I was 8 years old.
Right.
And not once have they A, taken me seriously, or B, given me the truth. And they hurt me every single time.
Oh God.
So I said, I'm really on the fence about when I'll have this surgery on my knee. And she started laughing. She goes, yeah, surgeons. I says, yeah, I the reason I chose you is because you're a woman.
Right.
And I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
there
right.
are no there are no orthopedic surgeons that are women.
Huh, that's
my rant today.
That's a shame. That is a crying shame, and hopefully
very
that will
few.
Change.
I think Portland
that
has maybe one.
That doesn't surprise me a little bit. And the doctor, as much as competent as he was with Catherine, was he and his first assistant are both two of the worst listeners that I've experienced in any appointment.
They're athletes. They're jocks.
Not the guy who did the surgery. He's older than me, but he's not a listener. He's anxious to get you in, get you out, and I explain to you. They don't want to take questions. They'll go, do you have any questions? Good, then. We'll just go, you know, it's like, well,
I know,
actually,
exactly.
Hello, I did, yeah.
So, they need, yeah.
I prefer, that's why I've had a female a GP for years and years now.
Yeah.
I prefer it so much to, every time I've had a man, a doctor, they've been crappy listeners. There's just a little bit of that kind of, I know better than you attitude, a little bit of arrogance, you know, and a little bit of impatience with you. And you can tell they're just not really, don't want to hear what you have to say. So I've had much better luck.
I want to wear a badge. Now I should explain the clinic that I'm going to is through Legacy here in Portland, Oregon, and it's the weight loss and diabetic clinic, and this is gastro surgery that's being done there, and which is what I had done. I had a sleeve done, but you know when you sit in the waiting room now, they allow more than one person in the waiting room. So I was sitting there today, and I thought, you know, we should have badges because there's all these big gals in there. It should be post or pre. Just put post or pre on the badge, so the people that are sitting in there comparing, is she post or pre? Is this, oh dear, hers didn't work. You know, you just kind of want to go. You kind of want to say, no, I'm just a couple weeks out. Don't worry, I'm sure yours is going to work better than mine or something. You just, you know, I, but,
right.
But, you know, you, that's.
Well, that's good, though. We got to try to be healthier. And, you know, I've been, I got a book about the Mediterranean diet. This is what my doctor suggested.
It's supposed to be really good.
It's called Good Food, Great Medicine by a doctor. And one of the myths that he talks about in the book that's been perpetuated by a lot of all of science and pseudoscience and doctors even, is that the culprit is fat, the intake of fat, that like you know, butter, milk, etc. That's what the problem is too much fat. And when it comes down to it, it's not the culprit. You know, you don't want to go overboard with it, but our brain needs a certain amount of fat, and certainly like butter and probiotic, like cottage cheese and yogurt and some things like that aren't bad for you. And even meat. He even talks about making meat your side dish if you want it, but don't have it every meal. But it's an important part of your diet is to get protein and it's some fat in your diet. And really the culprit is sugar. That's the single biggest poison that we've been taking in.
Sugar
for so
is really
long.
Bad on you. It's really hard on your system.
Right. So there's all these low-fat chocolate milks and you know low-fat candy and.
Well, that's what keto taught me that too. That you know you do need fats in your and you can have mayonnaise. You can have you can have cheese.
Yeah, you don't go overboard.
You know, part of the deal too is that. So much of this stuff was determined in the 1950s, and and we're not a farming community people anymore. People sit at desks,
right? Yeah,
people,
we're sedentary,
you know, people are not walking to the butcher. They're not walking to the, you know, in Europe they walk.
Yeah,
they can have butter with everything in France because people walk everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's you know that's. It's a different kind of a, they have, their heart disease is way down.
Yeah,
it's just not anywhere near compared to ours.
My wife's writing partner, Gary, walks to work and back every day, an hour each way in London. He walks an hour to work. He walks an hour home from work every day, 5 days a week. And he's thin as a rail. He looks like he's probably 35 and he's.
Yeah, it's more, it's not even about the thinness. It's about, he's just. he's made his life, he's put, yeah. he's given himself a life. His life right. expectancy is much better than. But anyway, it's not that I want to live that longer. I'm just, I you know, and I'm not going for the, trust me, no woman at 69 years old is going to do this for the bikini body.
I know. I'm not looking back into, getting you know, back into modeling like
really,
I
was. Just want to, because I've noticed now, oh, man, I can see the wrinkles now.
Right.
Anyway, that's enough about me. It's been a long day.
It yeah. sort of plays into what I was hoping to talk about today, is routine.
Yes.
People's routines, our routines, yours, mine, are they good? Are they bad? How are they helpful? How are they harmful? And, you know, I've been reading up on it since I came up with this idea. That's as much research as I ever do about anything.
I love that.
I don't go deep. I don't dive deep. I just
surface
level things to talk about, and we're good. Mm-hmm. But you know, basically, all the pros of routine, all the positive effects of it, are talking about organizing, being healthier, more ambitious, achieving, having a set schedule. It's all about achievement and goals and all the ones that we're talking about, the negative effects of it, are talking about how, but kind of also life then becomes about planning. You're planning your way through life. You're planning down to every minute, and you leave some room for not planning every damn thing.
Right.
And changing your routines. And, I have routines. I definitely do. I have especially under the lockdown, we all have, geez.
I've actually, that's been really good for me because I didn't have routines, and now I do.
Well, okay. And they're not all bad.
I actually enjoy it. Yeah, I enjoy it.
They give you comfort and security, and they make you feel safe, and they make you feel like you don't have to think about how am I going to start my day. You don't have to think about what am I going to do, this evening.
Exactly.
Pretty much you have this plan in your mind, and then you work around that. But I don't think routines are all bad. Certainly, I have a lot of them that I like to do.
Well, yeah, I
I don't know.
I'm scatterbrained. I mean, I will pick up something in the kitchen and think, oh, where did I put that other thing that I was going to look for, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then I'm off to another, which is why I lost my keys. I've lost my car keys.
Uh-huh. You got to get one of those tiles.
Well, it's almost too late now. But I know I went through my garbage and everything, and I couldn't find them. I don't think they went out with recycling. I don't know what I did with them. But anyway, I don't usually lose things. That's what makes it so discombobulating for me, because I don't lose stuff.
Oh,
I'm really good about putting my stuff in the same place every time.
I do that more than
my keys
Catherine
are on
does.
the counter or in the pocket of my coat or in the pocket of my pants. That's it.
I know what you mean. I got a place for everything. I play hang up my clothes in a certain place every day, and I put everything away. I know where my toothbrush is. I don't have to think about it. Catherine, on the other hand, likes to change it, have something new every time, just new adventure, trying to find her phone or her keys or her toothbrush.
Yeah, and she always finds it. See? But it's
sometimes things don't turn up until several months later.
But, yeah, well, I'm...
Yeah. I don't think they're all bad. I certainly have, like I say, I have my share of them, and I like them to a certain extent, but they can make you also get really bored and feel kind of dead inside, like you're just walking through the motions every day.
Yeah.
Especially during this goddamn quarantine, man. It's just like, here we go again.
I actually found myself excited about doing laundry the other day. Oh, I have something to do. I'm going to do some laundry.
It's Tuesday.
I got enough laundry that I can actually do a load. Oh, this is exciting. Thinking, maybe I'll even strip the bed. Holy crap, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, I worked outside the other day, and it's 60 degrees here today.
Yes,
did you know
is.
That?
It feels
it's
60. Like it.
It feels so good. I had the windows down coming home from the my appointments because it was just beautiful out and coming across the St. John's Bridge and the it was just wonderful. And I went outside and worked in the yard the other day, and I think I shouldn't have done it because I came inside and I sat down and I was like, I am so ready for spring. I'm just ready. I put my coat in the closet. I said, I'm not wearing a coat again. I'm not putting a coat on.
Yeah.
I'm sick of long sleeves and coats and
I know, right?
Heavy sweaters, and I'm just
scarves.
Done.
Yeah, and all that.
I'm done.
I know, man.
And it's only March, and I know that we still have another month, you know, but.
But still, get days like this, make you see it coming around the corner, and you see the vaccine coming around the corner, and
there's really good news about the vaccine. I think it's really exciting. This Johnson & Johnson, what they're going to do, and I think this is really smart, is they're kind of going to aim this, make it a goal to give this out to 18 years old and older.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're more transient. Mm. And and a lot of them don't have medical insurance, and they don't have that. They don't have a doctor. So, it's like getting the second shot has proven to be a problem in some areas of the country. And I just thought that is perfect. That's a perfect thing to do for these kids. One shot, you're good.
Get it, everybody? Only one thing I would say about that, don't show it to us. Every time they use the word vaccine on a news story now, they have to show a needle going into somebody's arm. Have you noticed that? I know how they work. I don't need to see it 10 times in a row.
I know. You know, and I wonder how much of that is causing this backlash of people that don't want to have the vaccine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are saying no to the vaccine.
I can see it. Yeah.
Catherine
had her second one yesterday, and she said, honestly, she didn't know that they'd even given her the shot. They had to tell her.
Who had it, Catherine?
Had her second one yesterday.
Is she feeling okay? Because Aaron got sick.
Yes, she is. They had to tell her that they'd given her the shot. She didn't feel a single thing. It didn't even, nothing going in the arm. And then, she felt last night, she felt kind of achy all over, all her muscles and joints were aching like a day later. But other than that, it wasn't too bad.
Aaron got sick. Manageable. She didn't hydrate enough.
Ah.
Yeah. And she had a reaction to the tune of about 102.
Yikes.
Temperature. Wow. Yeah. She bounced, it was a 14 hour thing. And then she felt better and I'm glad she got the second shot. But they're saying now that if people have not been vaccinated and want to travel,
right,
that might not be an option.
Why?
Because they are going to start, you're going to have to prove vaccination to get on a flight.
Right. Okay, I'm all right with that.
I am too, and I thought, that's going
to
be, that's, because airlines are saying, no, uh-uh.
Yeah.
You have to have a vaccination card, which is what's going to happen is you're going to have, they're going to try to figure out a way for people to have this for the next year and a half or so, because this is going to be it's never going to go away. We're not going to get rid of it. Yeah. It's going to be a flu. And if we can keep it at the level of a flu, we're okay, because people, they're not going to die in the numbers.
Right.
That'd
be much.
It's like the smallpox or like measles. Once they started inoculating kids, it's not that they didn't get them. It's just that they didn't die from them.
Right.
Yeah. It's real simple. So I thought that was, I'm sounding like I actually know something today, but I don't. I know shit.
It's because part of your routine is to watch Fauci.
A lot of YouTube.
Whoever's talking about what's going on out there. I rely on my son for all that information. But part That's of my good. Routine is watching the press conferences in the morning. And
don't you love her?
Oh, yeah. She's I just, love like her. I say, she's like watching a calm video. It's just so adult.
It's like, wow, she really strung a sentence together.
And
wow.
The more logical that the left is getting, and even moderate left of center, just moderate liberals, yeah. The more kind of rational it's getting, the more the far right is getting more insane they're getting. They're doubling down on this election was stolen thing still, even though none of them have shown any proof and they don't need it. They made a friggin' golden idol to Trump at that CPAC conference.
Did Can you that? Believe that? I call it the CPAP.
CPAP conference. Yeah, well.
Yes, and did you hear Ted Cruz trying to make a joke about Cancun?
Yes, right. Didn't work. Nope. No, he can't.
He is.
You can't just joke that off, buddy. Yeah.
He is that jackass in high school that wouldn't shut up about everything that he was thinking at all times.
He might be the most unlikable person in politics.
And you just, and he got married and had kids.
Yeah, right.
Money talks, yeah. I guess.
Mm-hmm, power.
Because his dad had, he had money.
I can't wait to get back to my routines of basketball 3 times a week.
I know. You better ease into that, though.
I don't have any choice. I'll be out there for 10 minutes, and I'll be, I got to sit down now. You guys go ahead. So there's, I've been actually trying to ramp up and do the exercises here at home more. And that's
you were good. On the bike the other day when I was talking to you.
On the bike. I'm doing the strength exercises and just trying to kind of gain back some of the muscle mass that I've lost. And I'm just getting skinnier legs. I've never had skinny damn legs. It's frustrating. But I can't wait to get back to those routines, man. Get back to the routine of seeing my friends in a restaurant.
We can go have coffee sometime, Art.
Right, yeah.
Grand Central's open.
Yeah, man.
And I can have coffee.
And, if we're both vaccinated, I don't know about you. I would feel safe just coming over to your place and having coffee and doing a podcast.
We might even be able to do the podcast together again.
Right. Actually not have to do this damn Zoom thing with the mediocre sound.
But you have the soundboard now, so I'd have to come over to you.
Well, I guess that's true.
You and I have, and I, especially you, folks, I don't know if you know this, but Art, you're 65 this year, right?
I do know that. Oh, they don't know.
They don't know that. You turned 65. Now, we started this 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 3 years, Art.
Right.
Actually, it is 3 years. It was in February.
Okay.
And so we had no idea what we were doing. And obviously, from the first year and a half, the sound and all this other stuff was, we did the best we could and we learned. But you have mastered so many skills.
Oh, well,
in this you have, because
I figured out master is a strong word. I think I figured out some basic things that are helping us get better sound now.
Well, I mean, first of all, we're dependent on an internet system that we have no control over.
Yeah, we can't control the sound we're getting across the Zoom line, and there's only so much you can do. But I've had a friend from my help, Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas has been very helpful.
He's real smart.
But, I have to say, it's just, one of the things that we were talking about is what have you accomplished during COVID, which is I'm working on a bit about that. And it's like, well, you actually have really accomplished almost a whole new skill set that you could take someplace else if you wanted to. I mean, if you wanted to master, to engineer other podcasts, you have the skills to do that.
If somebody didn't have even a basic knowledge of how to do it, I could bluff my way into convincing them I knew what I was doing. But
and we've had some serious challenges.
We sure have. Yeah.
And so.
And some real, real tough. You know what else I've learned? If you're going to make a pizza, Use Italian tomatoes, Italian product of Italy, field tomatoes. Don't mess around with Hunt's or any of those that have the sugar in them. Just straight up canned tomatoes from Italy. They taste so much brighter and different than anything you're going to get here. And that's what I've been doing on my pizzas. I don't want to brag, but I made my own pizza crust, whole wheat pizza crust the other day.
Get out of here.
And it turned out pretty darn good, actually. It wasn't tough. It wasn't too thick. And it was nice. The Italian tomatoes, just a slice fresh mozzarella.
Yeah.
Mozzarella, if you've been watching Stanley Tucci. and some little bit of basil leaves, and you get yourself a nice margarita.
Nice.
And there's nothing. Here's what else we did. This is crazy.
Yeah, I know. You've been doing bread. You've been baking bread, too.
Well, listen to this, though. We made a fire in our fireplace, and then we put the pizza on a little round cast iron griddle and held it over the fire so it would burn the edges of the pizza, and then put the pizza underneath the little thing that holds the logs up, you know. I can't remember.
Yeah. The grate?
Yeah, that. We put the pizza under there and actually cooked the pizza in a wood oven in our fireplace.
You need one of those ones that you put outside, because Dawn has one of those and they're really good.
I know. That'd be great, wouldn't
it? A pizza oven that she builds a fire with and then she puts,
Yeah, man. Yeah, maybe we should. Because there's nothing like a fresh pizza.
I know. Well, could we not talk about food right now?
Well, I'm priming you for the noodles. You're priming me. That's why I asked you about the noodles.
I haven't had bread for 2 fucking years, so.
Yeah.
No, it's actually pizza was my choice for my meal, the last meal I could have before I went on this long journey.
Yeah.
We had pizza. It was good. It was really good pizza.
Yeah, and that'll hold over for a little while yet. At some point, you'll be able to go back to that.
Yeah. But, you know, half a slice.
But you are going to have some new routines now.
I do. And you're going to have some old new routines. No new material, but some new routines. So I hope everybody else is having some success with your routines and it giving you comfort.
Yes.
If they don't, they you should dump them.
And don't beat yourself up if you don't have a set routine either.
No, but you know, if you look at your life as you're living it, you probably do in COVID, because people just tend to want to repeat the same way they do things. I mean, it's kind of it's nature.
Well, it makes it simpler and it's comforting, and it gives you that sense of safety and that you can have certain things to you don't have to use your brain power on certain aspects of your daily life.
There's some things I wish I had done during COVID that I didn't do. I didn't clean out enough closets. Here he goes. What are you doing? You choking?
No, I just had to clear my throat. I thought for once I'd turn the mic off.
I thought you were choking to death.
All right.
I'm thinking, let me call Catherine. I'm going to call her right now. But I haven't cleaned out enough closets, and I didn't paint my spare bedroom, nor did I get. I got to move a couch, and I don't know who to call to help me do that.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who you can. I guess I'm going to have to call movers.
Yeah, we've got the people we used were a couple of Samoans that came in and moved our piano for us.
And, really?
Yeah, big strong backs. I'm going to have to call you.
Because this is a hide a bed that I need taken to and donated to the place down on MLK.
Yes, I know the place you're talking about.
You can donate, you know, mildly used furniture. It's mildly used. It's not.
Yeah, they don't take junk there. They only take stuff that's in pretty good condition, and
it's in good condition. Yeah. And But it's heavy, and I'm going to have to move a bunch of furniture to get it out. But
yeah,
that was one of my goals for, you know, okay, well, while we're in this, I'm just going to paint that. I'm going to get that out of there and paint that room and blah, yeah. blah, blah. Put a bed in there, which I've been meaning to put a bed in there for,
you know, but
my guests.
It is like Groundhog Day in that, you know, the way he learned to play the piano was doing a little bit every day. And, you know, he learned to play the piano by the end of that movie. And that's what we've been doing. We've been doing a little bit each room. We've been working on each room every day for the last week.
And, yeah, it looks good. Your office looks really nice.
It's coming along. It's still got stuff to do, but, boy, it's a lot more livable now. And,
yeah.
Boy, I can't reach that mic fast enough. Hold on.
No, I want you to use, I want you to use this sound effect. Anyway, we've been babbling on. We could probably... I have a question, though, for you. Just a fun question just to end the segment with, okay?
That sounds good.
If you could have a superpower for a day, just for one day?
Ugh.
Yeah, what would you want? What's your super? What would be your superpower?
I guess maybe it would be mind reading.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So I could really understand what people actually think of me. Instead of just trying to be nice.
What if they don't think anything of you?
Well, then it'll be a quick day.
Yeah, it'll be a fast day.
I don't know. Okay. Seems like you ought to be able to do something with that, like find out what they're thinking they need in their lives so you can... try to find a way to offer that to them.
That's a really lovely way of thinking about that. Oh, that's superpower.
Oh, no, it's
that
totally manipulative, yeah. I think. You can get out of them what you want, like offering them what they want. There's nothing altruistic about it.
So, yeah, it's okay.
What about you?
All right.
Do you have one?
Oh, a superpower?
Yeah. It wouldn't be invisibility, because that, you know, that'd get away.
I've always wanted to fly.
Flying would be the one that I think.
I would like to fly.
Then you fly.
Not get cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, be able to fly.
Be able to fly. Where would you fly? If you could fly anywhere in the world, where would you fly?
Oh, I don't know.
Keep in mind, you should probably be back by sundown. Otherwise, you're stuck.
I'm going to have a headlamp. I'll have to have a headlamp.
Fly to New Zealand. Then you get over there, and it's like, oh, shit, I got to pay for a plane trip to get back. This is only one day.
Yeah, for a day. Yeah.
For one day.
I don't know. It'd be probably fun to fly over the mountains.
Right.
And to the coast and then back.
Yeah.
You know, just to see the lakes and the mountains.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of cool. I don't know. I just think flying would be wonderful. That would be a wonderful thing to be able
to do. Yeah, it would be. It'd be a lot of fun.
And notice I didn't talk about birds today. I have bird stories, but I'm not talking about them.
Okay, that's cool.
Anyway, so, well, it's been fun talking to you, my friend.
Yes.
And I hope everybody out there is healthy and safe and gets your vaccine as soon as you can.
Right.
And
enjoy whatever routines you have and maybe break out of one of them. Change some... one thing up just to see what happens. Take it,
yeah.
You know, if something seems safe, do something that doesn't seem safe with that same time. You know what I mean? Take a risk.
Okay.
Take a risk. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well.
Say something profound and it's not happening.
Not that anybody ever does, and we really would like you to, is send a message or leave a comment. We're going to post this on our Facebook page, Art and Susan's Podcast. Our podcast name is, of course, Stop Me If I've Heard This. But if you're on Facebook or Instagram, leave a message and tell us what would your superpower be and why?
Especially if you're in one of the countries that some of our listeners are in right now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Russia.
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yeah, and we've got, well, Canadians.
Yeah.
Canadians would just like the Americans to stay the hell home.
Yeah, they're just listening in to make sure we don't have any travel plans.
Leave us. What would you love? What superpower would you love to have for a day?
And why?
Yeah. All right. Okay. I will talk to you. See you soon.
See you very soon. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye, everybody.